Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm looking at our credit card statement here, and on the 10th, December 6th, I see a charge from KetoTech Surplus Get Sweet, whatever, for $6.70. What is that?
All
I
right,
need
sir.
to.
Let me check, all right? Can I have your zip code?
11429.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, sir, and can you please share with me your name?
Keith Buckley. Keith Buckley.
Okay, when was this charge made?
This says December 6th.
All right. Give me 1 second while I look for your account.
Sure.
All right, I see your name. Can you please confirm your shipping address?
Hello? Listen, I gotta call you back, yeah? Yes, not you. Hold on for me. Let me get somebody else off the phone, please.
Okay.
Yes, all right, hold on. Yes, go ahead. Hello?
This is Clayton with First National Bank of Omaha's Fraud Prevention Department recorded line. Real quick, can I get your first and last name?
Keith Buckley.
All right, and real quick here for the security of the account, can I have you verify the name?
4K Equity.
All right, so my colleague was telling me there was a transaction here that the account is not yours?
Correct.
That would be on December 2nd for $89.99 to the HD camera journal.
Correct.
All right, there's an address attached to the transaction. I just have a street address. I do not have a city, state, or zip code. Street address is 10462213.
Queens Village, New York, 11429.
Yes. Well, the address is attached to that transaction here. That's what I was just saying real quick. So if you weren't making that transaction, then somebody's got a hold of your card number and hold of your address.
No, what I already contacted the people because there's a phone number attached. So they're saying to me it's possible that there might have been a subscription and I inadvertently clicked on it, not realizing that I did. So they cancel it out of their system, but they say for the refund, I have to call my bank and let them do it.
Then we're wanting to dispute that transaction then today, or?
Yeah, I need to get my money back.
Yes, so were you doing any business with that? Though?
No, I don't know who they are. But apparently, based on what they're saying, is that they're like the middle people who, some hold up the subscriptions, whatever, and it goes through them. So they're saying that it happens to a number of people where something pops up and you don't realize you actually click yes when whatever. I have no idea. I didn't buy anything, that much I'm sure of. So they're agreeing with me, but they say they cancel it, but for the refund, it has to be disputed by the bank.
It would mean that you made the transaction, but a fraud claim would mean that you didn't make the transaction.
Well, whichever way you do it, I did not know it's a fraud claim because I did not do the transaction.
All
right. Sir?
So, how about on February 4th for $70 to T-Mobile Auto Pay?
No, that's normal. Hello, sir?
Sir, I'm sorry.
Call you back, right?
Yes, I understand, but I can't be on hold for a long time.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. I will call you back. I'll call you back. All right.
All right.
Thank
that's
you.
Fine. Thank you for calling customer service.
Yeah. Yes. Sir.